Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in on A Little Bit of Everything with me, your host, Angelica.
There's not going to be any jiggy jiggy going down tonight.
So who's Jared?
Let's get ready to rumble!
90 Day Fiancé.
It's 90 Day Fiancé time with my co-host,
the Coupon Queensland
and Greener Thoughts.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in on another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me. And, of course, we are recapping another episode of 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way. This episode is called Never Let Go. But before we get started, ladies, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing well. Really, prepared. And I'm excited because we get to see the reunion coming up really soon. So, yeah.
I'm doing good. And like Greener Thoughts said, I'm ready for this tell-all. Why couldn't it just come tonight?
Oh my gosh, because there's just too much crap. Like, you guys know I love a deep dive, but there has been so much stuff happening behind the scenes. Oh my gosh, just, yeah.
It's like, no. Where do we get started, right? You're
exactly,
just like, oh.
Exactly. So that's really, I think, because a lot of stuff that we didn't find out even in this episode, we find out some stuff in the tell-all.
Yeah, and guys, we only saw 4 couples out of the 6 last night, so that was a bit surprising, because in the past, 6 seasons, and, the other little franchises of 90 Day Fiancé, we always see most of the couples appear in the finale, so that's questioning me a lot more, what's been happening. I was assuming we're going to see The Other Way until Christmas or something.
Right. That was what I thought, but obviously not.
And I found that they weren't really pushing the finale as much, because we know 90 Day Fiancé is like, when there is an episode, when the season's coming to an end, literally 3 weeks before, it's literally hitting hard after every episode and every week. Even when I'm watching Outdaughtered or Counting On, it's always like 90 Day Fiancé, the finale, it's coming up. And they made such a big hype, but this time around I didn't even know it was the finale.
And yeah. That's the crazy part.
Very crazy. So before we even dive into this, should we discuss what's been going on behind the scenes, or should we do this after?
I think we should do it after.
Okay. So before we even get into this, I wanted to ask you ladies, I know there's been so many episodes, but what was your favorite moment?
I'll start. Favorite moments, I have to say, because there were so many, births and everything, they had to be with births of the babies between Karini and what's-his-face. And Paul. Yes, Paul. And then Jihoon and Devin's baby too. I'm like, oh, they have a little baby. I'm like, yeah, it's like, life, So, yeah. The worst moment, I'll get to that. You want me to talk about that now or later?
No,
or?
we'll spread it out throughout the episode. Don't worry.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So those are the highlights.
How about you, Coupon Queen? What was your favorite moment?
My favorite moment, I would have to say, is Daniel and Ronald making that bond. Mm-hmm. Like when they finally get to see each other and there's just like this instant chemistry.
Yeah
that was like, you could tell it was real. He wasn't just there for Tiffany, he was there for Ronald too. I mean, for Daniel too.
Yeah,
so yeah, that's my favorite moment.
I definitely agree with you. That was one of my favorite moments. And also, I know it's so weird saying it now, but the chemistry that Jenny and Sumeet have, like, they, at the beginning, they were just so in love with each other. And like I said in the beginning of when we started recapping, it was, I was rooting for them.
Right.
So, you know, but yeah, that was one of my favorite moments. Okay, so let's dive into this episode, who, once again, I'm going to say this, it was the finale.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it was coming soon. Like, this wouldn't last forever, like, because there's so many. It's been, like, what, 3 months or something? I'm like, yeah, they're from the...
Something like that.
Yeah, so it wouldn't... Because if it was, you know, longer than that, then it would be, like, what, 4 or 5 months, and, like, you know, series aren't lasting that long, so, yeah. It's been since, what, June or something? It's been a long time, so...
Yeah, it has been. It has been. So which couple should we talk about?
Oh my gosh.
You.
Wow, let's see. I would say let's get Devin and Jihoon out of the way.
Yeah.
So I loved the fact that she went ahead and did the traditional Korean wedding. And anyone that's available to go to Korea, she's actually going to have an Americanized wedding. They put this weird invite out on social media. So yeah, they're having an American wedding, because as we know from last night, what she said was, "Hey, I still don't feel married." Mm-hmm. Even though technically she's been married, what, 3 times now? Yeah, so they do go through this whole ceremony, and we start finding out stuff, and I thought their outfits were amazing, like the whole traditional Korean wedding dress, and even his suit, which honestly I have to say that pink kind of made him look like Hello Kitty's long lost brother, but it was cute. So yeah, and he was super excited to have this like ceremony.
Yeah, he should be excited. Yeah,
no, he was yeah, digging it.
Like his culture, so it's just like, you know, sharing that, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And we finally saw some color on Devin. I thought she was like, I was like, oh gosh, she had to go to Korea to get not so pasty.
Yeah, well, she always loves her eyeliner and her eyeshadow, but it's not as bright like those colors, but those are really pretty. I mean, it coordinated well, and it's funny because he always compliments her, like, in no matter, like, oh, you're the garb that she had on is beautiful, and he's just like, she looks so good, and only it's good that she looks so good in it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. He's like, she's like cheerleader for her, and then their ceremony things with like seed, that was so cute, and I'm like glad that she was like putting her foot down about how many kids she wanted and stuff. And then that outrageous number, what was it, like 7? It was 7 in total, like 4 boys and 3 girls or something.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's not happening. Like,
I don't want any more kids. spoiler, Devin is currently pregnant.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Devin is really currently pregnant with her 3rd child.
She got eggs.
Yeah, she's got eggs.
And obviously, yeah, it's more than one.
Oh, yeah. That's hilarious. But, yeah. And it was a good moment all around. The parents were happy, smiling. The baby wasn't crying. You know, it was great. You know, but you know, seeing her, like when she was saying, like how she couldn't understand anything. Again, you have to read up on this language stuff. You gotta know what they're talking about. You're gonna be tied to him for life, if nothing else. And what else? Yeah, they have the Americanized version, or they have the wedding in the United States. Like, you know, go for it, girl.
Yeah, well, she's definitely going for it. I don't know why she put it up on social media, because mm-hmm. it seems like she's going to have some bloggers and podcasters out there, because there was definitely an invite with a date that went out.
Wow. So public? Like one of those...
Yeah, public.
Facebook, you know, house parties where everything, all the details go public and like 2,000 people show up at your house.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're all going to party over Korea.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's from South Korea, so he can be our tour guide, translator, and everything.
Oh my gosh.
So we're going to South Korea, right?
I guess so, but
I thought it was in the States.
No, it's in South Korea.
Oh, but she's doing it American style.
American style, but in South Korea.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Pack your bags.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, what I wanted to say is Jinghoo, what I loved about him was when Devin came out in that traditional outfit, he was just like, she is so beautiful. Uh-huh. And his reaction was like, oh my god, I love Jinghoo. Better than, yes, Rebecca, so beautiful.
That is funny.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Yeah, the crossover there. Yeah.
I loved every moment of their ceremony. It was a beautiful thing. I just wish Drusilla was there, but she hasn't gotten there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing for them, because they get to really connect with each other with this one child. Right. And then when Drusilla comes in, it's like the tornado has landed and it's like, crazy, two kids, what do we do?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be three kids, right? Oh my gosh.
Damn. So I'm so curious to for this American wedding that they're having. Mm-hmm. I want suggestion of, you know, like Britney Spears, Criminal, remember?
I know.
It's like the perfect song.
So you're saying that should be their song for their first dance?
Let's do the second dance. I think the first one they got to keep it traditional, but then the second one, it's got to be the Britney Spears. I can send them the acoustic version of it, you know.
The acoustic nice version
color. Yeah. I was just listening to that song all day and I was like, oh my god, this is so Devin.
Oh my gosh, that's super funny. And yes guys, I have been focused on what I am going to make the 90 Day Fiance playlist. I haven't quite figured out, except for that song and maybe a couple of other songs. So yes, that is in the works. I'm not sure if I'm going to put it on Spotify so it can be shared or what, but I will definitely make that.
I'm excited.
I am definitely working on that.
I'm gonna work on my karaoke version of Criminal and maybe I'll post it up. I don't know, depending how brave I feel. My voice is not the greatest, but I will try.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Anything else to add to Jinghoo and Devin?
Nope.
Not really.
I'm good. Yeah.
All right, so greener thoughts. Who did you want to talk about next?
We could talk about, well, because they're short, their blurb was short, we could talk about Tiffany and Ronald, Angelica. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was sad.
It was sad.
But she decided last minute that she wanted to come to the United States.
I wasn't too happy with her decision, though, at the same
time. I wasn't either. Mm-hmm. And after watching Daniel's expression, when he just, like, broke out in tears, and he's just like, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this kid is hysterical. Mm-hmm. And I was actually really worried for Ronald. I was thoroughly, like, his sobriety kind of depends on him being stable and balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like ripping his whole family away from him.
Yeah,
but that's the sacrifice. I mean, she knows she has to get things in order, and the baby, I mean, this is the part in their marriage where it's gonna be a test, and it's a test of like time and distance. And that's a good test, like, to have that, because it's just like, it's not a test of old fidelity, it's a test of how strong are you in yourself and trusting yourself to be sober and not go back into drinking and having a relapse. And, you know, she's halfway across the world, like, there's still video chat, there's still occasional visits, all that stuff, and she'll fill you in. It's just, they've already, this is the, like, valley, you know, a sudden valley. But like, yeah, he
actually has a gambling addiction.
Well, drinking is not too far from that. I'm just saying, the gambling, you know, he does, remember she was talking about, he does do a little drinking with friends and stuff. But like, yeah, I mean, now's not the time. He should just be strong. But like she was saying, like, from recovery to being married and getting pregnant and, you know, him leaving, it's been a quick 3 months, but like the most enjoyable 3 months he said of his life. You know, I want him to be strong. Like, it'll be over quick. Like, time flies, like, just like that, and then snap. So,
but here's the thing that got me, and I don't know if anyone noticed, but she was showing just a little bit.
Well, yeah, because she's pregnant, right? She's leaving.
Yeah. Here's the only issue. At 3 months, you're not showing that much.
Well, she's kind of big, too, so.
That, no, doesn't make a difference. You're not showing that much. You don't start showing that much until maybe 5 or 6 months.
Well, maybe they filmed that at the airport in that time. Because, I mean, how's the timelines match up then? I mean, I don't care either way. She's still leaving, but
yeah, but she got, they're playing it as though she got pregnant like right after she got there. So if she got pregnant right after she got there, that would make her less than 3 months long. She should not be showing at all.
I don't know. But
because you don't really start showing till about maybe 27 weeks.
So you think she
had to be almost 6 months? Yeah.
Okay. So she did it before marriage.
She either did it before marriage, or like we found out with Jenny and Samit, the time we were being told, is not the time that they were there.
I don't even notice, because I'm like, yeah. I've never been pregnant, and
same.
You don't start.
Same, so
yeah, like you usually, it's crazy because usually, especially with the first child, usually start announcing to everybody, well, yeah, I can't do that because I'm pregnant. And everybody's like, where? So yeah, for like months 1 through 4, it's usually you telling people that you're pregnant. No one notices you're pregnant till like 5.5, 6 months.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So even when I was like, wait a minute, she's showing. No, this timeline is not the timeline we've been given.
Hmm. Production. Production. Mm-hmm. They needed some stuff. Well, it'll probably come out. You know what? That I don't know why, but maybe Ronald, like all this other thing, all these other things are adding to. Remember how he jumped off the, not jumped off the stage, but he kind of turned off the camera at the reunion? And I'm like, what's going on? So maybe they're having even more difficulties. Like maybe it's not baby related, but other stuff too, and then other cast members just getting on the nerves, like freaking Paul needs to just shut up and just worry about what he's got going on. But yeah, it's a mess.
Yeah, Paul's another one, because from what I understand, from what I've been hearing from behind the scenes, Karini never makes it on stage at the reunion.
Oh no. What?
Yeah, she From what I have been reading, she actually got stopped by production psychiatry.
Oh,
and
shoot.
She is actually suffering from postpartum depression severely.
Mm.
But but Paul at every tell all, he is such, I'm gonna say it, he's an asshole. Like every tell-all that they've been on, I think they've been on 2 already.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they bring about the paternity test and the DNA and this, all this nonsense, and how he obviously speculates that Karini, like, that's not my child. She's probably still playing around with other guys behind my back. And he's just a total asshole. And I still don't understand why they're still together, but we will get into them later on. But yeah. Thanks for bringing up.
I think some people just enjoy being mistreated. That's really what it is. Some people just really enjoy being mistreated.
But I don't think she does. I just think that she's with the wrong. I mean, it was cute that they've had their moments, though. You can't fix.
Stupid.
You can't fix, him being a butthole. He's just that. And no matter who's in his life, his mom. And it's just like, I feel like whenever a woman who, like, after they give birth and they say it's postpartum depression, I'm like, what breakdown in what the husband or man was doing, may have contributed to that? Because she, I get it. It happens, and it's not his fault or whatever, or it's because of what's happened after. Though, if he was also supportive and just there and wasn't like lackluster, then I bet you things would be improved. Because I never hear anybody who's so just there for the wife and after the baby's born and just taking the load off her shoulders that she's depressed. I always hear he's a butthole. He's mistreating her. He's abused her. He's not stepping up. Suddenly she's got postpartum. It's sad. And I hear all the time, just on either divorce court stuff. Like I'd be watching that show. It's a really good show, or other things too. And I'm like, where is the guy at? The man who helped you create this life? Like, it's just amazing to me that these men just fail.
And I think really what it is, and this is my thing to everyone that thinks about having a child. When they ask you if you have a support system, if you don't have one, be for real with yourself, because that support system is what is going to get you through your postpartum stages, whether you have depression or not.
Yeah.
It is what is going to help you get through those postpartum stages, because you're not just going to wake up, have this baby, and turn into Wonder Woman and say, okay, yeah, I've got this. I've got a baby in one hand, pushing a stroller with another. And I'm, you may want to take on the world, but you really can't. So a support system is very, very vital, whether it is the husband, whether it is other family members, a support system is vital.
Indeed.
I agree, because here in Toronto, we have the saying, the single mom life, even though you're married, but you're really like a single mom, because instead of feeding your one child or two children, you're also feeding your husband, and it's like you're the partner becomes like a child. It's like, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that. And it's just, unfortunately, most men, from what I hear from other people, it's more like, oh, their excuse is, well, because you do nothing all day. You're at home, your work is lighter. Or it's one of those where, well, I have to work and make the money. That's the partner's excuse. I have to work and make the money. I have no time. I'm tired. I'm this. I'm that. Mm-hmm. And this is why most women are kind of like, WTF. You wanted this too. Help me out. And this is why most of them, like you said, greener thoughts of, you know, it ends up going the wrong way, where we're going into divorce. We're having a separation. We're taking a break. And it's like, it's true. And I thank you for saying that, because a lot of people think it's just sometimes when the partners, their partner's like, oh, let's have a child. All I have to do is stick it in and boom, that's it. But they don't look at what's coming after. You need to be there and help out. It doesn't matter if it's 10 minutes or 20 minutes. At least you make that physical connection, you know, holding your son or daughter, singing to them, reading to them, feeding them, whatever it is. So mom can really just enjoy a little bit of that free time to catch up on other things, or just have a seat and just say, wow, what a day. I get to actually enjoy this coffee. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I will be brutally honest. And this is a little, I know this is off on a tangent. You know, honestly, your first thing that you want to do within the first, I would say, 6 months that you have a baby is the first time someone, whether it's a grandparent, husband, says, I'm taking the baby. You don't go out. You don't do anything. You take a nap. I kid you not. That is the first thing you want to do. It's like everybody goes, well, what do you want to do? I want to sleep. And that's really what you want to do. You want to take a nap where you don't have to worry about getting up, feeding baby, changing baby. It's just, that's what you want to do because you're so tired.
Yeah.
And the second thing is, I remember my son turned 5. And I actually could not finish a glass of orange juice because it was so much, because I had been sharing my orange juice with him for as long as he had been drinking orange juice. So actually an 8-ounce glass had gotten to the point where it was actually too much for me to finish. And then those are the things that people don't think about. It's like, yeah, my life has changed drastically.
Yeah.
So yeah, all of that stuff makes a difference. Gentlemen, the date nights make a difference. And I will say this, all those moms that are like, oh, I don't want the grandparents near my child. Trust me, you need those grandparents. I mean, unless you have some sort of dysfunctional person and you know that they're no good for your child, you really do need the grandparents. So that using the child as a pawn, don't do it. Really, don't do it.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you sharing that, because, you know, in some of these, like, I know Tiffany and Ronald, Ronald wants to be there for the nurse. Daniel is, you know, finally he can say, I have a dad. You know, I love how the relationship has developed and evolved, because you can really see them both. And as we've seen in the scene, that he is like, I don't want to leave Dad. I don't want to leave him alone. And right. I'm just going to miss him. And they both break down. And it's just, you know, as he sees them from far away leaving, he just runs back and gives him another hug and gives Tiffany right. a kiss. But do you guys think Tiffany's doing the right thing? What do you guys think of this whole thing? I know we spoke about it a bit last week.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a necessary evil. Like, and that evil as in, you know, it's terribly horrible. I just think it has to be done. That's why I don't get teary-eyed over what happens with these couples. I just see it as, okay, this is part of the process, and it'll be over soon, like a shot, like a vaccine or something.
Yeah, I agree. It's just one of those things of, if she didn't rush into getting pregnant, she wouldn't mm-hmm. be in this thing. Yes. And I think that's really what it is we're seeing another case like Devin and Jihoon. You rushed into getting pregnant. And now, no, everybody thought of the momentary. And it's just like, ugh. Because the one thing for Tiffany, even though this is her second child, remember, she didn't realize she was pregnant with Daniel.
Yeah.
So technically, this is her first formal pregnancy.
Mm. Yeah.
So she's going to behave a little differently. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I want to say, but yeah, she has to do this. But mm-hmm. she shouldn't have rushed into getting pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree with both of you. It was hurtful for Ronald because right. poor guy, we know that he can't even get a visa. We don't know if he's able or have a chance to get a visa. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't even know if he's allowed to even leave the country just to visit, not just live there, but just to visit. Is he mm-hmm. able to do that? We don't know that yet. So I do, yeah, okay, Tiffany. Again, it's this whole thing, like you said, being rushed. What is the rush? I mm-hmm. thought from the moment, and I'm going to repeat myself again, is I thought we were just testing out the waters and seeing if right. Daniel's comfortable. And Daniel that. And then all of a sudden, it's her feelings take over still, and she uses Daniel as a mask. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, she's getting married, and is pregnant, and then now back again. Daniel's not happy here. But the thing is, she's not happy with the hospitals. She's not happy with other things. But again, she uses Daniel as a mask, and it just, mm-hmm. why are you doing that?
Yeah,
that hiding behind Daniel thing, I think that's one of the things that irritates me the most.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. For me, it does. That's like, I thought we were there for Daniel. Why get married?
Right.
It's getting old.
I thought that she should have let them meet first.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. This is, yeah.
It's just crazy. And this is the situation that we see on television. The decision she had to make was to go back to the United States because she can give birth, she can get whatever attention she needs. And who's paying for it?
That was the other question.
Who's paying for all this?
Yeah, because, okay.
She's not working.
I was going to say, there is one thing I do have to say. For anyone that believes otherwise, you don't just automatically walk into a hospital, not have a job, and just get Medicaid. Like, that's not how any of this works.
Yeah.
So who's footing the bill for all of this?
Maybe she's getting assistance, like from her parents, or maybe his parents, or just some, maybe they have something going on.
They have
the fun behind, you know.
I mean, I do know that they won't, like, if she goes in giving birth, they won't deny her.
Mm-hmm. No, but they can.
Yeah, huh?
They can't deny her.
Right, but I mean, you're talking about prenatal and all this. Who's footing the bill for prenatal?
And this is why you should come to Canada.
Yeah, it's the taxpayers. They're paying for something because
we are. I mean, she's got. Something.
Yeah, you know, and
yeah, but I mean, she's not going to just come here and get insurance. That's not how any of that works.
Yeah, like it's so weird. Like I love how all of these couples have these like, okay, so what I've heard is that they get a chunk of their check at the beginning of the season, and then midway through the season they get their other check, and that's it. They're done.
So
am I thinking like, okay, so does she have that money? Because you know. You already just got paid. This is the end of the season.
Probably would have to because to get on those things, you have to have proof of income.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe those TLC checks are actually forking the bill, but I've heard, correct me if I'm wrong, because clearly I don't see a bill every time I go to the doctor, hence why I go so many times, but how much is a doctor's visit? What's an approximate amount?
Oh gosh. Prenatal for the first, I think the first trimester, which is only 3 months.
Jesus.
Can be about like $10,000.
Holy molies.
Because you've got all these tests. Yeah, you've got like doctors, tests, blood work, and Lord knows they test you for every STD that we don't know, but only the CDC knows about.
Yes.
Yeah. And like so, you would say maybe $30,000 for an entire pregnancy.
Oh God!
And that's not including giving birth, because actually giving birth is about another $40,000.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
but it doesn't insurance. No one's forking out that much money for birth if they don't have insurance. Insurance pays if you have a good insurance plan. They'll pay like that stuff. Because if people were paying $40,000 per kid just to have a kid, a lot of people wouldn't have kids if they had to pay for it out of pocket. Just saying. Because I'm like, I've never heard.
If I look at some of these bills, because when I looked at my bill after I had my son's clear plastic bassinet was $20,000 for him to sit in a fake crib.
Yeah.
Yo,
like this is what they are charging your insurance. So when people are like, I had to pay $400. Yeah, you have to pay $400 because your insurance paid the other 20 something or 30 something.
But that's what it's for, though. It's supposed to pay this stuff, or else it'll argue with you and say, "Oh, we're not paying this. You pay for it." Man, there's some horror stories.
But, yeah, I've had those cases too where they're like, "We're not paying for that."
Yeah, but then it's good to get like itemized stuff or like. If you to get the type of insurance where if you get into an accident, like it doesn't cost like some Reddit chains on YouTube or whatever, the comment section, they were talking about the misfortunes of people. And not everyone, of course, had to pay, but the horror stories behind their medical insurance. Like one couple was sacked with like more than $500,000, but they had insurance and everything, and that was good. But imagine if they didn't, like they'd be bankrupt. But they had to get like, it was a terrible accident, helicopter flew in, tons of surgeries, all that stuff. It wasn't a pregnancy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
For those listening, and if it's your first time, I am Canadian. I can literally go into any doctor's office and get whatever I need, examinations. Well, I do have a work health insurance plan to cover all the other stuff that we don't pay into our taxes for. But on top of that, it's really good too, because I've been lucky to work for a company that actually has really good health benefits.
Okay.
But like to me, all of this is completely shocking, because I'm just like, when I was sick, I went to the doctor 3 times. I got a bunch of stuff, even medications. Like my health plan covered pretty much 100%. like coverage and everything.
Wow.
And I do see the bill, and I see, like, for example, my EpiPens are $300. That's covered. I have like four of them. I have asthma, so the inhalers are costing like $100 something.
Yeah.
Covered. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just shocked because clearly I'm Canadian, and you know, I'm super grateful after hearing all of this.
Because and the funny thing is, most people don't realize, like, even if you get seen by a doctor and let's say they bill you so you don't have to pay it right away, you better hope to God that they don't, like, if you don't have great insurance, that you don't need a medication, because you may not be able to afford the medication.
Holy crap.
Yeah, we have good programs now where like Walgreens or CVS will let you sign up for something where you may pay $5 to $10 per medication, but you have to have proof that you don't have any insurance that covers it. But it can get crazy. It can get really, really crazy, because I remember having something delivered and the pharmacist said, well, can you please make sure that you either have check or cash, because we can't accept that amount of money in on a debit card or credit card for delivery.
Can't they
just be pick up in store? You just pick up the stuff over the counter and just boop, going away? Or,
well, for me at that time, they would have been closed and I really needed the medication.
Okay.
Yeah.
They would
yeah.
I mean, it's not all bad. I mean, people still can get walk-ins and just pay, like, you know, maybe $85 or whatever dollars. Yeah. And then their meds be like $10 or $20. And that's just the whole thing. They don't have anything extreme. It's just, you know, an annual visit or whatever. I don't know, but there are programs like GoodRx, which is pretty cool, because it's just like an app, and you just see how much meds are.
You really have to do your research. You really have to do your research.
Oh, damn. I'm just like in shock. You're sitting like looking out my window.
Yeah, that's coming down. Kind of like, I guess that's really kind of like why I go in when people are like, oh, my taxes are paying for so-and-so's medical bills. It's like, no, that's not really how all of that works. That's really not.
Yeah.
I know some of my taxes go to welfare, but it's crazy, because now that you're telling me all these numbers and all of this, I do have relatives in Florida, but it's not like I'm asking them, well, how much did that cost you? It's none of my business, but like, I know they're shocked how many times I go see a doctor, plus a naturopath and chiropractor. It's like, what's my whole entire week? But still, like,
and that's the crazy thing. You know, we just got naturopaths and naturopaths and acupuncture covered on certain insurances. Before, that was all luxury.
Yeah.
They would not be covered under medical insurance.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So. I'm sorry, guys, but I'm just like shocked as hell, because I'm like, how is Tiffany forking out all this money? Because you left, if you don't have medical insurance or you're not paying for it, you're not working. How
right.
are you forking out to have this baby? Did you have it at home? Like, was it a home birth? Like, did you know that neighbor that's like that nurse is like, oh, hey, just pay me $200, I'll deliver your baby. You know what I mean? Like, okay.
Mm-mm, that sounds like some 1970s back alley hanger.
Midwives cost some thousands. I mean,
yeah, midwives cost thousands.
Like,
yeah.
They're still around, you know. There's black or midwives,
doulas, yeah,
special, you know, associations and, you know, groups and everything. I mean, it's legit, and it's been around for like thousands of years, so people could go that route, you know.
Yeah,
cool. Home births too, you know.
That is the good thing, that you can, I will say, you can choose to have your baby at home and then go get checked out at a hospital.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's okay. Well, if I ever plan on having an American baby, now I know what it's gonna cost. Maybe I'll use my travel insurance, because apparently it covers the same amount as here as there.
Oh.
Yeah, your travel insurance is pretty good.
Yeah, it is. Mine covers the same thing as out here. I know we're going off topic, guys, but I'm just like completely shocked. It's like, what? Yeah. 40,000?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
The whole salary, like, if you're working at like Walmart or something.
Yeah. It's like shock the Canadian day.
Yeah. For real. So yeah, she's got to be really ranking in those TLC checks.
Yes.
Your first season. And your first season, you're hardly making any money. But besides that, she did have a healthy baby. Super, super cute.
Adorable. Oh, her baby is adorable. I will repost those pictures because it is a little girl.
It is a little girl. And she's got the cutest cheeks. And I was just like, that is so cute. All right. Anything else about Tiffany and Ronald? Because I know we talked about healthcare.
I know. It's like giving everybody a lesson on health insurance.
We gave a lesson about parenting, of like making sure your partner's on board with the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're giving lessons about how much it costs to have a baby. I'm just like, whoa. If I could give my health insurance plan to anybody, I would do it, because like I would help that person. Oh, that's crazy. Holy crap. All right. I know there was that sad ending. I think the Twitterverse kind of went into tears.
Yeah, Twitterverse went nuts on that one.
Yeah, Daniel was like the most, you know, loved character all night and pretty much all season.
All season.
Super smart. Like that kid is gonna do amazing great things in his future.
Yeah, Daniel's the MVP. I'm sorry,
MVP for sure. Anything else to add?
Nope. Good.
We're good.
It's my wedding today.
Truth of a camel.
It's a real one or just like that?
It's a real one. He proved it to me. He lit it on fire and it didn't melt.
God.
It's very good.
Camelies have to eat like that?
I guess so. I don't know.
Oh my God, man. I don't know. It's weird.
It's my wedding today.
So who's Jared?
Baby. No shot. Just a little.
How about I take a 4 shots?
You won't die?
No. I'm a little tipsy. Maybe a lot tipsy.
You okay?
I haven't drank in over a year, which is kind of good, because I'm building up the courage to actually ask Jihoon's friends about all of the secrets he has.
I'm not fooling with you. I've been hugging the pillows every single
day. You've been hugging the pillows, pretending they're me.
Well, I've made the decision to go back to Ecuador because she's putting forth the work and the effort to show me just how much she cares.
I'm coming tomorrow, so that's exciting.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Really? Yeah, you didn't know that?
Well, no, you say you will come, but I don't know when. I mean, you come here whenever it's the best time for you to come here.
It took me a long time to finally stand up for myself. And now I don't want to step back.
It's in the right direction to earn my trust.
You want 100%, believe.
Maybe 75%.
You love me 75%.
No, I love you 100%. That's why I'm still marrying you.
I love you 200%.
Why? She's too old and it's dangerous for her.
Yeah, I want to have children with Laura. I love this woman, man. She's my wife now, and I want we will be like good parents, you know? We ask a doctor in Qatar and he says she can have.
She told me that you were not interested in having kids at all.
Why I don't want kids?
She told me that.
How did you get here?
My brother brought me here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. There's definitely some pressure on us because Corey has just a certain amount of time in Ecuador. Makes me feel a little worried because I don't want to get married. It's just not one of my dreams.
You don't know Bide? Bide? This button, wash. This button, Bide. So clean. Clean my ass.
Cool. After you put Bide, clean your ass. You have natural anal.
My whole family anal is so clean.
jiggy jiggy time at all lately. The little purple friend I brought with me from the U.S. that you didn't like at all, you know? I kind of rescued him out of the garbage. I have to be sexually gratified.
This relationship is not just about sex.
I know that.
Yeah, but you just care now about sex.
Want me to get rid of the purple friend and it bothers you this much? I'm not going to throw it out.
I'm in love with you.
All right, so we're down to two couples.
Mm-hmm.
Should we go to Jenny and Sumit? I think it's a good choice. I don't know about you ladies.
Yeah, we can do Jenny and Sumit.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
So Jenny and Sumit, their storyline has been going on for probably three episodes since Sumit has said he's lied to everybody and to his family and to Jenny. They had to say their goodbyes because Jenny was ready to come home to America. And I was kind of like, oh my God, like this is happening. She's actually picking up her stuff and going home.
Right.
Sumit was able to see Jenny for an hour because he was dropped off by his brother. And he only had 1 hour to sit with her and really say his goodbyes. And he's really expressed how he really wants to be with her. He wants to be with Jenny forever. He's very in love with her. I don't know. This was like mixed emotions for me because this has been going on for so long. And it's just never ended. It just kept dragging on forever.
Right. I think it was just... TLC just dragged this one out. I mean, to me, I will be very honest. I don't know if I would have been able to watch these last episodes because if I were Jenny. Because they dragged her heartbreak out for four episodes.
It's too much.
Like, to relive that for four episodes again? I was heartbroken for her last night. I really was. Yeah. And the funny thing was, I will say kudos to you, Jenny. You took the high road. Like, she's like, I want everybody to know that we really do love each other.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's perfect as they seem to be as a couple. Like, I feel like she was sold a dream.
Right.
To some extent. And it's just like, girl, he's still married. So until he signs over what he needs to sign over and be done with it, like, it's only like just not in your sights right now because, you know, if he wanted to be with you, he wouldn't have had his parents, you know, go with what they did while you two were still talking and over the phone having your romance and over the internet having your romance because he was married. And I'm just like, don't you see that? And then at the reunion, she's just crying and I don't see him in sight with her. And it's just like, he's still like being hooked by his cultural expectations of staying and marrying an Indian woman, and that's just that. And I don't know, if he doesn't, you know, get divorced from the Indian girl, then she should be just moving on because her daughter's crying. And I'm just like, doesn't everyone see what, you know, you should be doing? Not this, because Sumit, every time I hear his voice, he sounds like he's like Scottish or something. He doesn't even sound like, I don't know, he sounds weird. And it's like, you keep crying and you sound so weird and you've done this to her. And he just doesn't get it. I mean,
she
gotta do better. And it's not with him. It's not with him until he does what he says he's gonna do. If he really loves her, because that's love is hard and it's soft and it's highs and lows, and he's you know, embarrassing for her.
Yeah, so I'm glad actually to see for the tell-all that her daughter, I don't know if her daughter-in-law is going to be there, but her daughter is going to be there. And forgive me because I always remember her daughter-in-law's name because her daughter-in-law is named Jenny too. But I watched them on YouTube and they have this amazing channel. But yeah, she's always setting it straight and she's always telling the truth. So I cannot wait to see the tell-all and where this is going to go, because even when they went to India, they gave Jenny the chance to come back with them and she didn't take it. But it was because at that point, Sumit was still lying. Because remember, they asked him, what are your intentions? And he's like, oh no, I'm such a great guy. And da, 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 and this, that, and the third. Yeah. Okay. You suck.
Sad, because he's
so
he's horrible, and I looked at the ages. I'm like, literally he's like half her age. You're 30 years old, have your stuff together. Like, stop having your parents dictate your life. If you came to America in the States, your parents would be a ways away. They have no control, because you're right in their back door, under their guidelines. And sure, it's cultural, but at the same time, you have to forge a path of your own. Like, what are you gonna do? Be stuck in a marriage you don't like, and your lover who you love so much, you wanna be with her then. Make the choice.
Right.
Like, I don't understand. There's no way my family would ever, dictate who I'm gonna be with in the end of the day. If they make me happy and I go crazy for them, I'm gonna be with them. I'm not gonna let my family hold me back. There's something crazy like abuse or just whatever, but that's not the case with them. So it's just like, come on now, make a decision, make a choice.
Yeah, but I think that was like the theme for this season for The Other Way. It was always these older women being like, Stella got her groove back. She's 60, he's 30. Everyone wants to be, everybody wants to be Queen Angela trying to get the one egg. Like, come on.
True.
Stella got her groove back.
I'm telling you, I was like, okay, what is going on? And where is everybody finding these men? It's like, oh, I turned 60 and I just got to find a 30-year-old. What?
Yeah.
You got to find the ones that want that green card.
No, I'm sorry. I can't even do it for the green card.
Or live like royalty in a different country.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think I have anything else to add with Jenny and Sumit besides their story really dragged too long, and
it was
I agree, it was too, seeing those episodes, that's if she does see those episodes again, it's just too much, be considerate for Jenny. But she does pack up her things and she goes back, and like you said, in the tell-all, oh gosh, we're gonna see if he comes on and if he's able
That is the question. Are we gonna have another Azan moment where he's just like, oh, I can't show up
because he has a family emergency?
So and okay, I'm gonna say this, Azan, Sumit, you guys are ruining it. Azan, we already think you're a scammer. And Sumit, you told people your name was Michael Jones.
Let's not forget that.
Really? Sure. No, you guys are not voting well in my book.
Nope.
So, yeah. I'm done with them.
I'm You know what came to my mind was Sauceaholic in his YouTube videos. You guys got to check him out. Sauceaholic, where he's like...
You mean Azio?
Azio.
Editing is hilarious. He's hilarious.
The phrase that he uses a lot is chasing that banana.
The banana.
Yeah.
So on to our next couple, Corey and Evelyn.
Corey and Cruella DeVille. So as we see, Cruella DeVille has not killed a puppy yet. She has not gotten her fur coat. But Corey is still on the hook. He is still determined. He is going to propose to the turn down, I'm going to curve you queen. Like, this is, okay, this is what I mean when I said there are people that just enjoy being treated badly. Corey seems to be one of those people. Mm-hmm. Because even on Instagram, he keeps defending her bad actions. So to that, I honestly have to say this. Okay, Evelyn, you said it was editing. When you go live, TLC is not editing your Instagram live. Mm. So, yeah, no, sweetie, it's just you. It's what we see. It's what you're putting out there. And then Corey keeps coming by and playing cleanup guy, you know.
¿Qué está pasando? Like, what is wrong with him?
Did you forget the name that he has?
Corey.
Yeah, and what do all the village people call him?
El cachorro.
Uh-huh. Esta verdad.
Uh-huh.
It seems to be very true. In other words, that name, for anyone that doesn't know and doesn't speak Spanish or even in that dialect, it means that he's been playing the fool. He's been playing a fool for a woman that everyone knows is cheating on him.
I got some stuff to say about what I got some stuff to say about. Okay, Evelyn looks just like her dad.
Mm-hmm.
Just like her dad. Facial expressions, squinty little mouth, grimace and all. I was like, she's a carbon copy. I was like, oh my gosh. That's not just her face. That's his face too. And you gotta look at that if you want to be married, because he's gonna be the future father-in-law. I was like, oh heck no. I was like, she always got the stank look. And I'm like, I know where she gets it from. Even though he was cool, like the dad was too bothered. I'm just like, oh, that's where he gets, that's where she gets it from. And there's other stuff too. I don't know if y'all knew this, but okay. Okay, so the dad doesn't have an issue with him, with Corey marrying Evelyn and having her hand in marriage. But isn't it ironic that after Corey was asking for permission, they went right back to hoeing the land? And they went to that after they finished talking. I'm like, isn't that convenient? You know? I thought to myself, you know, I was like,
but the work has to be finished.
Exactly. You're not going to go out and have beers.
I know, but like right after he talked about Evelyn, then he went right back to hoeing the land. I'm like, okay. I felt like that was a dig, literally. I don't know.
It was literally like an omen. It was an omen. Like, yeah, you think you want to ask for her hand in marriage. Let's just till this land really quickly.
I don't have any money to pay anyone, so we're going to use you for free labor.
Like, yeah, I'm going to be a future father-in-law. Let's get this gardening done really quickly.
Yeah.
Oh, that is funny. But, so, going back to the Instagram beefs, if anyone has been paying attention to the queen, Queen Larissa, Corey has been making the rounds and going to different places and visiting. He just recently went to Las Vegas and visited David and Annie and Queen Larissa. Queen Larissa decides to take a dig because when she posted the picture, they did look really cute together. And after all the party girl videos that Evelyn has been posting on Instagram, she's been making it seem like she and Corey are not a thing anymore. So people were hashtagging Larissa and Corey forever. She decided to go with it. Evelyn, in her amazing Cruella de Vilness, did not like that. She decides to take to Instagram and decides to tell everyone how Larissa broke girl code. Mm-hmm. Okay, is it me? Did I miss something? Anyone? How does she break girl code when they're not even friends?
Yeah.
How does she break girl code when they're not even from the same country?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you've been running around with every Tom, Dick, and Harry literally on Instagram, partying it up, doing shots, dancing, twerking, and everything else, being real carifreca. But hey, so everyone is supposed to just immediately know that in the next episode, Corey proposes to you and this should be disrespectful. No, we did not know that.
I'm like, I have a tiff with her taking forever to say yes or no. You may not get this chance again because you obviously don't want to get married. So I'm like, either you're going to say yes or no and stop embarrassing him. Because I'm just like, I felt like she was just doing that to appease him and to just be so happy. But in the moment, I was like, why isn't she saying anything? Like, she's like, just, I knew, like, he's signing up for such a headache.
Because she's pulling teeth. She's stringing him along. She really doesn't want to get married.
She doesn't. Stop wasting his time. Like, pulling teeth. You need your teeth pulled. Your teeth look horrible. You need a dentist. You know? That's why. That's beside the point. We all know this. But yet, besides it, But that's beside the point. But she is just not ready. And he's wasted 5 years of his life. I can't. I'm sick of her. I've been sick of her.
She's in the rabbit hole.
Rena, thoughts? I don't currently have any tea with me. This is like really... I can't have a Kermit moment right now. You are really...
Oh shoot!
He just went into the dip right now.
He went into the rabbit hole, everybody. I feel like she's not done. She's just like getting restarted. She's not. Again.
You can tell she is. She has just entered the rabbit hole, and we have lost sight of that rabbit right now. So it took a finale for Greener Thoughts to get to a rabbit hole. You thought I was bad all day. It took the finale.
What happened to the positive energy you had yesterday's episode?
I know. Well, just because it's just like she is so like every time she says something, I think, okay, which way is it going to go, positively or negatively? And we all know it's going to probably be negative. Because that's just who she is. Like,
yeah.
And it's not even her, like, it's her demeanor, but also how she's always repeatedly said she doesn't want to get married, and yet Corey so desperately, and you can see his optimism is just there, and it's been all this time, and she's been there through his, you know, death of his, you know, dad, and him wanting to be in Ecuador, and to just be there, and to do this for her, and then she seems ungrateful. And that just burns me because there's so many great women he could probably be out there with.
Yeah.
And he's not in the United States. I don't know if he's trying to come back here, but it's just like he's done so much and she's not reciprocating. And then she's going to sit there and just you know, that dangle the engagement. Okay, yeah, I'll say yes, but really we'll know that I'll just string it along. Like, that's so childish. And it's just unfair. I don't know.
It is unfair. It really is unfair, yeah. Especially when the proposal, it kind of reminded me, like, there was a goat right beside her, and she was just trying to, like, not get attacked, so she's, like, moving away slowly, mm-hmm. And it's, like, that, it's, like, stay, don't move, stay, don't mm-hmm. attack me, like, yeah. What are you scared of? Just tell the freaking guy no.
Yeah.
And it's, like, we have to replay that.
Mm-hmm.
I love Corey. But my dream is not to get married, ever.
It's insane. And I think, to me, the thing is, even though she said this, she hasn't quite made it plain that he's not going to change her mind. And he has this great idea that if the wind blows the right way and the seas are have the right waves and the temperature is just great, and I spin around 10 times, she's going to say yes, and I'm going to have a white picket fence and a wife.
Yeah.
But I will say this, because I have seen this happen. And if this is what Evelyn is doing, it's a really sucky thing where people know because they have had a death close in the family, mm-hmm. and someone realizes that this is the opportune time to jump on their emotions because they want to feel anything, and they're mm-hmm. extremely vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
So if this is what Evelyn is doing, it's a sucky tactic,
mm-hmm.
because I've seen people pretend to like someone, and then all of a sudden it's like, ugh.
Yeah,
no, very sucky tactic.
Yeah, I truly do not like this whole situation. The fact that he just wanted to propose to her. Beautiful ring, by the way, but
yeah
really, I think I felt like, I know my husband might kill me when I say this, but he did watch the episode with me because he had no choice. He was just like, I could have sworn when he opened that box and said, would you marry me, and got really up close, she probably just either did it for the cameras, and also that ring was so sparkly. It's like, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah.
Cha-ching.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
He's spot on that one. I think so. she all she saw was more dollar signs.
More dollar signs, because he just gives everything to her, but does not realize that she's totally taking advantage of him.
Exactly.
He's crazy. Like, we don't even know if they're still together, because he keeps it really down low, but there's been a lot of beef going on Instagram. And
yeah.
Of course, the tell-all. It's like, apparently, there's been someone that said that when he finds out something between Evelyn and the ex-boyfriend.
Right. Yes, the ex-boyfriend does make an appearance.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He does, and apparently he still has feelings for her, and she's just sitting in that camera. You see her through the iPad or whatever they're using, just like so happily and just smiling away like nothing is bothering her. Like she's loving the attention. She's receiving the attention that she wants. And Corey's just sitting there devastated that apparently he gets some leaves. And apparently he actually sits down with a psychiatrist as well for the longest, longest time, because he's really heartbroken. So.
Right.
There's a lot that's going to go down in this tell-all. With this whole proposal thing, it's, you know what, Corey, I love how romantic he is, but it's not for the right girl. Mm. I feel like she's using him. And it's like I said, guys, this has been our opinions only. She's really using him. She's just like stringing along for the ride because he's got that cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. I just can't with her. I really can't. She's not the person I would hang out with. She kind of reminds me of other people like that I've run into over the years who are, unfortunately it had to be Spanish people that, I hate to say this, not all of them, but that tend to do this kind of spiel, like, let me wheel the guy in, take all his money, and then let's see how far I can milk this for until I find somebody else that can provide for me. So I don't know. I just don't like this relationship. I can't believe Corey proposed, first of all. I was so completely sidetracked by this whole storyline. I was like, wait a second, you are actually ready? How did you even convince her? Just because of going on a hot air balloon and having a romantic dinner? Like, I don't think that was much convincing. She was so, I just can't. No, I can't.
I'm not I actually think I found the perfect song.
What is it?
For Evelyn. Hold on. So yeah, that is definitely Evelyn. Yeah. So if anyone wants to know what is Evelyn's song on the 90 Day Fiance Q-Con Queen Pin Facebook page, that is it. That is Evelyn's song. It's Cardi B lick.
But on the happier side of this episode, I was just like, how Corey tried so hard to talk to Evelyn's dad. You know, it kind of made me laugh a little bit because he was nervous and forgot most of, he tried hard to memorize it.
I thought that was the cutest thing. And the funny thing is, people don't understand. Listening to my dad speak English was it was kind of hilarious, but I would have to explain that he actually wasn't using profanities.
Mm-hmm.
Because he couldn't say fork or beach.
Oh. I heard that part. Yeah, my dad was the same way.
So yes.
But he did try really hard, and cute.
It was super cute.
And it's you see him going back and forth, like he's thinking out loud, like, I know I'm not saying this right, I forgot. And
yeah.
I know you're not understanding me. And Evelyn's dad's just, you know, waiting, just like, okay. And then it's like, oh, just a minute, I'm sorry. And then it's like,
yes.
I don't think the translator translated properly, because he's like, yo te quiero mucho, te amo mucho y a todos. And I was just like, wait, you love him?
You love him, all of them? What?
All of them? But he really tried hard, and I really liked the fact that Evelyn's dad was like, I have no problem. Mm-hmm. But you need to convince Evelyn, because she's the problem.
Right.
Yeah. He knows his daughter.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And he said it straight up. She did not want to get married in a sign interview. So all of a sudden, oh my God, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. I got the best wedding engagement ring. Da-da-da, I love this guy. I'm just like, what the hell just happened? You're just saying.
Ooh, I know who she could get to plan her wedding. She could get Darcy to plan her wedding.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, girl. Darcy can plan that wedding for you.
Yeah. It could be sponsored by House of 11, their clothing line.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
And if you were friends with Queen Larissa, she could do your makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She can do your makeup. Makeup gone wrong.
Yes, you have to understand, the one thing we can definitely say about the queen, she keeps a beat face.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
I don't know. I, I kind of wished it worked out for Corey, but I don't see this going anywhere. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sad. I really don't.
It is.
I know. I knew it probably was over. Like every time she like talked about him, but more so the time when Corey found out about the cheating and like talking with the ex, I'm just like, this isn't going to last. Because she's not even sorry. And she's acting like she didn't do anything. You serious? Like, I was like, this is a joke. And, you know, they don't seem like a good match. Like, physically.
Exactly.
He's like, and he's throwing all his eggs in this basket. And this basket's like, the bottom is out of it. Because she's from this place. And, you know, she tries to make it work with the pots near the beach. And they didn't have a house together. Like, I'm not saying have to have a house together, but like she was in the best straits, and you know she's not again trying to get married, so it's just like she has to
get together. And from what I'm understanding, actually the reason she's not here is because she can't be.
Why can't she? Like,
what?
She can't fly over.
Yeah, she got caught doing, I think, illegal babysitting or something.
Another one.
Yeah, and another one.
Jeez.
Oh my goodness.
I think we need to just make that the theme for all of
the Other Way cast.
The Other Way cast, like just DJ Khaled thing, and another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think she actually got caught doing some illegal babysitting, and it actually jeopardized her visa. That's why she's not here.
Oh, wow. Wouldn't if he told her that? If she told him that, you know, before things got serious between them, maybe that's why he was so, you know, ready to go and up and leave to Ecuador.
Like, yeah, the thing is that from what I'm understanding, Corey already knew all of this.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
So he was fine with this, okay.
So Corey knew all of this. He knew that she had, like, when she left, it was because she had to leave. Like, there was no sugarcoating it. Like, she was on her, like, either they were kicking her out of the country in the middle of the night, or she had to go willingly.
Oh, so they found something in her record beforehand, and that's why she had to leave the United States?
She had to leave because she got caught here working without a visa.
Oh, in the U.S.
Yeah, she was babysitting illegally here.
Oh, I thought that happened in Ecuador. Okay.
No. So she actually cannot be here.
So is that considered as a criminal record? I don't know.
In other words, it really is not criminal per se, but she will have the hardest time expunging that, if ever, from her, like, getting a visa.
Oh, okay. I see. Mm. It's because I want to make sure if, you know, Mama, I'm in Love with a Criminal is their song too.
No, that one's really not. No. She's just very licked by Cardi. She looks at Corey and she sees dollar signs, so no.
She's a gold digger.
Exactly. Oh yeah, that could be another one. Kanye, gold digger.
Yeah, that's a good one. That is a good one.
Yeah.
Actually, that should be Corey's song.
I think it could be Michael's.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
He takes my money.
No, you know what should be? Oh my gosh, Nyla, do you remember that song? I'm in love with a man nearly twice my age.
Oh yes, I love that song.
What song is this? Oh. What's the beat?
Oh my gosh, I gotta find it.
Well, send it in the group chat.
I'm gonna send it in the group chat, guys. Yeah. Yes,
I'm telling you, this song.
This thing is coming to fruition. Just wait for the playlist. It will be posted. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you guys are going to have a blast with this playlist. You will think of every cast member, every man,
nearly twice
my age. Yes.
Don't know what it is, but it's a hit from my youthful days. As I go my way, I don't care what people say. I'm in love with the man nearly twice my age. Come on. No, I'm not going to say the rest. I can't do that. Damn.
That is a song.
That is a song. It was released in 1988. How do I know that?
Oh,
because I remember when I was 1 year old. No, I'm kidding. I'm so into this music and I love listening to old school stuff. So yeah, that's one of my favorite songs. I joke around that with my husband because we're 8 years apart. And I'm like, I'm in the mess.
That's funny.
He just looks at me like, okay, this is weird. No. So, anything else to add to Corey and Evelyn? Because she's a gold digger.
Yeah, I'm good.
We're good.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, I can't believe it. Like, this was the season finale. There wasn't much to talk about, but clearly, in this episode, we taught the listeners about making sure that both partners agree with raising a baby, how much it costs to have a baby, and what else did we teach everybody? We taught everybody new songs.
We taught everybody new songs. We have taught everyone new songs.
That playlist, I'm excited for it. But overall, what did you ladies think about this season? Because my honest opinion, I felt this whole season was just, it was so good at the beginning that it was like, okay, you know what? I'm intrigued. I'm excited. You know, you got these age differences, like Sauceaholic says, you know, they're chasing that banana and they can't get enough of that banana. And then you got, you know, catfishing, and you've got the craziest thing, like, you know, meeting Jinghoo's family, like with the cleanest anal and seeing them, how they adapt to different, you know, the different cultures. But then towards the middle, like, it just started to fall apart for me. I wasn't like, I wasn't so into it. Like, there was only couples that I was like, hey, you know what? I'm into this. I can see what's going on. It's not like before the 90 days, there's always, always so much happening every single week that I'm not even
seeing. Exactly.
Yeah.
So what did you guys think overall?
I don't know. What did you think, Rena, thoughts?
It's been a great season. I'm really glad that it's culminating so we can watch the reunion, because it's been dragging on for a long time, and I want to see, like, everyone happy, but I know that that's not feasible because of what these couples have put themselves in and the, you know, struggles that they still have. Like, you know, some of the couples, like, trust is a big thing, or being supportive, and then others, you know, have to deal with their own stuff, like, you know, gambling, you know, problems. So that's an internal thing that they can only fix. So it's just been a long season, and it's been a, you know, a season that we can learn from the social experiment, you know, seeing people's lives just out there and learning from the good and bad, you know?
Yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
What did you think, Coupon Queen Pin?
I just thought that this was, it was, I think, more interesting for me to see the reactions of Americans in other countries, because we always hear of, from the people that come here, you know, you didn't think of me, you didn't think of me. But even thinking of Paul when he was on the boat and he starts talking about poo water everywhere. And I'm like, dude, you're just not in America. It's river water. It's literally river water. So, yeah, and I think that's really what it was. We actually got to see and understand more because it was people going to other countries as opposed to people from other countries coming here.
Yeah. No, definitely. That is something that I found interesting as well. Like, you know, getting to see these Americans go into these different countries and really trying to settle down and trying to, you know, be with their partners. And really just how do they adapt? Because, you know, we look at the Americas, and I include the Americas as in the US, Canada. We've got everything. We have everything available to us. We can get anything and almost anything we want.
Right.
And when you have to leave everything behind and you're going to a different country, it's a whole new experience. So getting to see how, you know, some of them adapt to it, I was just like, wow.
Yeah, so I think that was the good thing.
Yeah. And we got to see a lot of countries. Well, not everything, but some places. I think we saw the beach a lot more. We got to see quite a bit of landscapes. You know, it was cool. But what was your funniest moments? Because my funniest moments of this whole season, I could say, was when Jinghoo said his family had the cleanest anal.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
That is funny. I think mine was another Jihoon moment, but it was when they were eating the bacon.
Oh, shoot.
And Devin like literally starts to panic.
I got chills.
Yeah, she's like, they're supposed to cook it. Yeah,
that's a good one. How about you, Greener Thoughts?
Like the funniest moment or like the best moment? Because I already talked about the best sort of moments with the birth.
The funniest.
The funniest. Oh Lord. What would be a funny moment? I don't know. In the other way, I don't really know. Would be the funniest moment. Yeah, I don't think I have one because I just saw too much drama. Like, I guess my eyes are clouded in that because everything was just up and down, sort of.
Yeah.
I didn't find. I mean, there were some funny moments, but I just can't think of them right off the top of my head. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's fine. That's no problem. How about the worst moment? I can say the worst moment for me was finding out what Sumeet did to Jenny.
Yeah.
The worst that I think was everybody's worst moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have to agree because I can't think of a worse moment than that. Mm-hmm. And that for all the rest of the future TLC cast members is how you tell a secret. I have a long lost potato somewhere. It's not a secret. It's not a secret worth telling. Because everybody's like, I got a secret. I once had a cat. That is not how you tell a secret.
Oh, shoot.
But yeah, that was, I think, everyone's worst moment.
For sure.
Yeah. Anything else to add to this overall season before we wrap this up?
I'm just waiting for the tell-all.
Yeah.
100%. Me too. A lot of
I'm
juice.
I'm waiting for the tell-all.
The tell-all is going to be juicy because we see all the couples. It's going to be exciting. like Aaron Martin says, it's our Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Tell all yeah. is just like our Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So I am excited to watch this tell all. Guys, it's a two-part tell all. And yes, these wonderful ladies, the hosts of Greener Thoughts and the coupon queen pin from CQP Moments, they are going to recap with me the two-part series of this tell-all because I am just like, woof. Wow. Yeah. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, anyone listening can definitely leave a voice message or anything like that.
Leave us a voice message.
Join the conversations and thoughts and perspectives and learn some stuff. I've learned a lot watching every single season. When I watch, I learned something about humans, the social experience, the humanness of it all, and the way people like interact, and like everyone's journey in love is different.
Yep. You know? Definitely agree with that. I agree with that. And if you guys want to join us as we recap the tell-all, definitely don't be shy. You can, like you said, like Greener Thoughts said, you can leave a voice message, leave us your thoughts. If you want to join in with us on the conversation, you know, contact me. Everything is going to be in the show notes. You can contact myself. You can contact the coupon queen pin. And that way we can get you on the show and recap with us. We want to know your thoughts about this whole season. What did you think of it so far? How was the finale? Did you even know there was a finale? Because I'm still like shocked about it. That was it. I wanted more bam and boom and, you know, like Angela's fireworks, like. So I know she didn't do that, but you know what I'm saying. But, you know, let us know your thoughts.
Yeah.
That is true. That is true.
So, ladies, thank you so much for joining me on this lovely day as we're recapping 90 Day Fiancé the other way. To all the listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, like I said, we are recapping the two-part tell-all of 90 Day Fiancé the other way. And for those tuning in to the first time, I hope you had fun, and don't forget to catch up on yesterday's episode of 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days, because that was a heck of a long one, but it was really fun.
Yes, it was.
Ladies, any episodes you are releasing this week before we go?
I just released yesterday. Actually, let's see. I just released Monday, and I'm actually going to release an episode today. But I released, believe it or not, I released an episode about shopping in the supermarket. So if you did not catch those videos, they are time sensitive because those are deals for this week.
So, yeah. Cool. You know, I release my episodes on Sundays and Thursdays, so the next one is coming up this Thursday, but the previous one on Sunday was and is entitled The Power Behind Penn State Lowering Greenhouse Gas Emissions in Half, so you can check it out. And I loved it because that's my alma mater, you know, we are, and I had fun doing the Penn State podcast episode.
Cool.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you, ladies, once again for joining me. And that's all we have for now.
Bye, guys.
Yeah. All right. See you all.
That's it for now, and thanks for listening on A Little Bit of Everything with me.